Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Let's talk about elevator pitches. An elevator pitch is a short description of an idea, product, or company that explains the concept in a way such that any listener, can understand it quickly. So the whole reference elevator pitch, when you get in the elevator, you're only in the elevator for anywhere 60, 90 seconds. Can you describe your business, your product, your concept in like 90 seconds, maybe 2-3 minutes tops? Can you summarize it in such a way that it gets someone attention, they fully understand what you're trying to do, what your vision is, what your dream is, and even to the point where they're sold on it? Sold to the point that they want more information, or they want to share the idea with other people. Those are the two main goals. Someone walks out of that elevator wanting to share the idea or hear more information. And that's at the point where you have some type of takeaway, a business card or a flyer, something that they can take with them so they can follow up and get in touch, or like I said, share. Now, honing that is so important, because as entrepreneurs, we have all these ideas in our head. We're so excited. There's so many ways to explain what we do, and we have so many tangent things going on. The one thing about elevator pitch, it'll make you narrow down some of your ideas. The biggest concern with, or the biggest problem that a lot of entrepreneurs have, and I'm saying this first person, is just having too many ideas. Too many ideas. They're all great. You love them, you know, but you're biased. And having an elevator pitch, working with someone on your elevator pitch so that they can give you feedback and say, well, that doesn't actually relate to that over there. And then you kind of went off and down a rabbit hole over there, and you talk too much about that one thing, and that's really not the main thing. That feedback will help you pull it back, reel it back, and get it narrowed down. And so the elevator pitch isn't just for other people. It's really for you. And if you have a hard time with the elevator pitch and you keep convincing yourself, I can't do it in 3 minutes, then you really have a problem, and you really have to check yourself. And I'm going to pause for a minute, because just now I've been talking for 3 minutes. That's what 3 minutes feels like. So in that period of time, you should have been able to tell me what your business is about. What is it focused on? Even though I have different threads in my business, The one thing I do know is that it's about educational excellence related to STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, the critical thinking fields. That's the common thread in both STEM, and then when you add art, art design, it also relates to critical thinking. My focus is to expose as many people from the cradle all the way to the college age to fields of STEM and STEAM, especially those who are in the underserved minority Black and Brown communities who often don't have the same exposure as their counterparts. Now, that was about 90 seconds, and that wasn't anything that I had polished or even practiced or had written down. I've just been doing this for so long that I know that this is the litmus test that I use when I'm bringing something in. It's something that I had to really put into practice when I started the bookstore. What do I bring in the bookstore? There's a lot of cute things that I'd love to bring in the bookstore, but I have limited space, number one. And so I had to process of elimination. And so I had to make sure that it was hitting those key points: STEM, critical thinking, exposure to Black and Brown, to encourage inclusion, to make sure that they could see relatable products where in some form or fashion it was inclusive. And that word inclusive, I was able to stretch sometime, include also people that have other abilities. So just making sure that it's clear in your mind what it is that you are building and setting boundaries for yourself, setting them early and continuing to refine them, in some cases, continuing to narrow them down. That's so important. So these little exercises, these little challenges, they may seem trivia. It's like, I just want to build this cute product and show my friends and have them ooh and ah and post them out on social media and get a bunch of likes. There's all these other, you know, A to Z, these little disciplines and tips that you're giving. That doesn't apply to me because I get this really, really, really cute product. That's all that matters. The bottom line is these little exercises are going to save you in the long run, because there's so many people, and I will say Goodwill is full of shelves of people who started projects that they look a lot like hobbies and never became businesses, and all their overflow stocks ends up in the Goodwill. Goodwill was inundated, especially during COVID. A lot of people at home and had access to hobbies and crafts and spare time. All that ended up on their shelves because they weren't able to turn the corner and turn it from a hobby to a business. So I'm saying this from all this advice I'm giving you is from the heart, because I wish for you success in a business. Those cute little items and your vision that they could be a business, it's all feasible. But the word I'm going to leave you with, it's not necessarily an E word, it's an F word. Is it feasible? Making it feasible. And you have to make it feasible. The possibilities are there. But when you let your imagination run rampant and don't pull it in with discipline, you end up with a very expensive hobby. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on the next episode. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.